don't know, man.
Tell you, if I say it, I just don't know.
Oh, you probably know a lot. If I could just break it out of you.
No, I don't. If I knew anything, I'd tell you. But I just don't know. I can't remember those things.
You never thought of anything else overnight while you were sleeping?
No. I was still awake at 12:30 this morning.
You were?
But I wasn't thinking too much of that. I just, I don't sleep good.
Yeah. You say Charlie was the youngest one in the family?
Yeah, he was a baby. No, sir. No? Let's see. Honest to goodness.
Was Sarah the youngest?
Let's see, Charlie. Charlie was a baby, I guess.
Was it?
Yeah. And my mother worshipped him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She stayed with me and my sister and Charlie and Bill. When she sold the old home back at the farm, she gave it to Charlie and Bill to take care of her the rest of her life. Well, she went to live with them. Their wives warned them, as long as my mother was able to cook their supper and take care of their babies and let them work. But when she got disabled to do that, they didn't want her. So she came and lived with me and my sister, and Bill and Charles paid her doctor bills, and me and the four of us, if she needed clothes, we bought her clothes. And as I say, as long as you can do for them, they'll appreciate you, but when you get disabled to do anything, then you can get out. They don't want you.
Yeah. Was Charlie just a baby when your dad died?
Yes, I think so.
He wasn't a little boy, he was just a baby then.
Yeah. I won't say for sure whether Charlie's a baby or Sarah's a baby.
Well, you know, in this picture here, if this is Charlie, Sarah's littler.
Well, I think
if somebody's missing in this picture. One of the boys isn't here. And that's why I wonder if Charlie was even born yet. Maybe this is Bill or somebody right here.
Well,
do you remember if Bill had blonde hair? Did Bill have blonde hair when he was a little boy, or brown hair?
Well, it wasn't blonde.
Okay, Charlie had blonde hair when he was a boy.
Well, I can't remember when he was a boy how his hair was, but when he died, his hair was about the color of yours. That poor old Bill, he ain't got much hair. He wears a wig.
Yeah, I saw that in the picture he showed me. Well, what kind of a man was your dad? What would you say about your dad?
Well, I'd say he's a good man.
You would?
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
Huh?
Why is that?
Well, he was good to provide for his family, and he was good to my mother. But he was boss. My mother had no say over nothing.
She didn't?
No, sir. Whatever my dad said was law and gospel.
Is that right?
Yes, sir, with us kids and with her, too. It's whatever he said went.
Yeah?
My mother had no say in nothing. But my mother was crazy about him, and they got along good, and he was a good father. I couldn't say nothing else, but he was a good father. He took a drink, but he didn't bother nobody. That was his business.
He drank some.
He drank some, yes. Not out of excess. I never saw him drunk in my life.
Yeah.
But he loved his drink, but he kept it at home. He had him a little bear, a little keg, in the home behind the door.
Yeah.
And when these men that dealt in stock would come and stay all night, he'd give them a drink. And I loved a drink when I was young. I loved the taste of liquor.
Yeah.
And I'd take me a sip once in a while. And he said to me one day, he said, Pete, he said, if you want a drink, you ask me for it. Don't sneak and get it. Well, I didn't want him to know I'd done that. But I did. But I got too much one time, and boy, that was it. I was so sick I liked to die, and I was glad I did. I guess if I'd been a man, I'd have been a drunkard. But now my father was what I'd say a good man. Nobody else could say anything about him.
Yeah.
A me.
How big a house did you guys live in?
Well, let's see. We had a living room and a bedroom and a dining room and a kitchen downstairs and two bedrooms upstairs. Six rooms.
And that was in Stark?
Huh?
That was in Stark.
That was what?
In Stark? Stark, Kentucky?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What,
yeah. Yeah.
It was a frame house, wasn't it?
Yeah. I've got an O'Neill in there. I think I've still got it. I got it in it come out of the old house before it was tore down.
Oh, yeah? When was the house tore down?
I don't remember. It's been a long time since they tore it down. And when we was back there, it hadn't been tore down too long the last time I was back there, but that's been a long time. I got a nail out of there, and I brought it home with me. I think I've still got it in there.
Yeah.
But my father was a good provider. Of course, we didn't have everything in the world, but we raised plenty, and we always had plenty to eat. And my mother made our clothes. We didn't have nothing bought out of the store. Made all of our clothes.
Huh.
And but we always had enough to eat. And he provided well, I thought, for the many children as he had. They'd make him a barrel of sauerkraut in the fall, and they'd make him have a 50-gallon barrel of molasses in the smokehouse, and he'd kill his meat and have that in the smokehouse, and he'd hold up his potatoes and cabbage and things in the ground for winter. We always had plenty to eat, but we didn't have nothing else. But that was sufficient. As long as we had plenty to eat and a good warm house to sleep in. But my mother wouldn't have let us children. We'd have had to went to bed without anything to eat if my dad wasn't there. She'd give us some milk and bread and let us go to bed.
Why was that?
Well, she just wouldn't eat without my father.
She wouldn't?
No. If he'd be late at coming in, why, she just said, if your children wants to eat some milk and bread, eat and go on to bed. She worshipped my father.
Huh.
Now, my mother wasn't a bad-looking woman, but that picture there is terrible.
Yeah.
And she'd had that erysipelas. And I said to a friend of mine that was here last night, she'd come over right after you left. She visits me about every two nights. And she just seems almost like a daughter to me. And I said to Claire, do you know what erysipelas is like? And she said, well, Miss Jackson, I know, but I just can't explain it to you. I said, well, I know it ain't no disease, no bad disease. She said, no. But she says, I know what it is and what it's caused, but she says, I just can't explain it to you. I said, well, I don't expect you to. But I know she had her sickness when that was taken, and she was awful sick. She liked to die.
Huh.
And they cut her hair all off.
I thought she looked awful old in this picture, and she's actually a couple years younger than your dad, wasn't she?
Huh?
I believe your mom was a couple years younger than your dad, and I thought, boy, she looks old in this picture.
Oh, yeah. Well, she'd been sick for a long time. Well, you seen her picture last night now. She didn't look that bad when she died. She was 83 years old.
I thought she looked pretty good. I thought that she almost looked older here than when she was old.
Well, she was. She always kept herself nice. She always dressed well. And of course, us children bought her clothes. And after Bill and Charlotte got her money, why, she didn't have nothing. And she'd go to church, and she'd give the minister wrote in and got a little pension for her, $21 a month. And Bill and Charlotte was mad about it. They said, we don't refuse to keep our mother. We're taking care of our mother. And we didn't know the preacher done that. But that little $21 a month that she got a pension, she would give part of that to the church. And when they would buy the minister a new coat and his wife a new coat, my mother would give in to that. All she got out of that little pension, she'd have her hair done. And I was working for $12 a week. That's about all I was making. And I'd give my mother a dollar of that every week. And the rest of them quit giving it to her. And she said, well, I'm not going to take it off of you. Because she said the rest of them has quit. But we seen she didn't want for anything. And I said, I'd give her the best room in my house. I had a house over there, a brick house. It was a beautiful home, if I do say it. And I had four bedrooms upstairs and a bedroom downstairs with twin beds, and I gave my mother our bed, and my husband was willing to do it, and we went in the attic and slept up there. Because after he died, we couldn't live on what he was getting from the mill.
Yeah.
So I had to keep rumors. And I kept rumors for about 26 years. And I thought I was a pretty good judge of character. And I'd tell my mother, I'd say, I never had but two beat me. He was a nice young fellow, and my mother, he bragged on her. He'd call her Grandma, and he'd brag on her, and oh, she just thought the world of him. I says, he ain't no good. And she says, what makes you say that? And I said, well, I've been in the public a long time, and I've studied people, and I'm a pretty good judge of character. The Salvation Army man, this little girl that was here last night, she calls him her dad, but she's not. He says they raised her, him and his wife. But he said, well, you sure are a good judge of character. I said, well, I had rumors a long time, and I was with the public, and I just learned to study.
Yeah.
And when I told my mother this fellow beat me, she got mad. What makes you say that? I said, because he will, and sure enough, he did beat me. But he didn't beat me up too much, because I didn't have him that long.
Yeah. What can you tell me about Breathitt County, Kentucky?
Huh?
Breathitt County, Kentucky? Have you heard of Breathitt County?
I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it.
Didn't some of your family live there for a while?
My family?
Yeah. Dale Sibidandy lived there for a while.
Breathitt County?
Yeah.
Well, if he knows, he knows more than I do, because I don't remember.
Let's see, you said you were born down around Bowling Green,
Kentucky. I was born in Bowling Green, they told me, and why for the rest of them born, I don't know a thing about it.
I would imagine since you were born down there, your older brothers and sisters were born down there too. I think so, since your mom and dad were married down there, probably.
Well, I don't know whether there was or not. I don't know where they're married.
You said her family was from down around there, weren't they? Your mom's family?
Well, now I can't say whether they're right around there or not. All I know about my mother's people, I've heard my mother say that she had a sister who went crazy, and they found her hanging out the window upstairs. And she never had no boyfriends or nothing. That's all I know about her family.
Huh.
I've never seen either one of my grandfathers and don't know a thing about them. They just never told us those things.
Yeah.
And now kids, when they're 10 years old, know more than I did when I was married. Well, they do. They're smart, the children are this day and time.
Yeah.
And children, the parents talks in front of them all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm awful afraid that poor old Dale. His wife won't live together.
You don't think so?
It's my daughter.
Say you remember old Granville Bumgardner.
Yeah, I remember him. He used to come to our place.
He did. He'd visit for a while.
Oh yeah, he'd come and stay, I guess, for quite a little while. But I don't know where his home was, I can't remember. But I know he'd come home and stay for a while.
Yeah.
And Did Dale tell you anything about how his father was killed?
Uh-uh.
He was killed my mom a little bit earlier.
He was?
Uh-huh. And Dale's mother stepped out on him all the time.
Is that right?
She sure did. I never say nothing to hurt Dale, but she even have to answer for a lot of things that she done. She just broke my brother up. My brother had plenty. He owned a farm out there and he had all kinds of stock and he was so happy and when they sold their home, they come and live with me because I had that big house and I let my rumors go. Bill would say, now sis, there's another person in the world I deal with besides you. Because we always got along good and they come and live with me and I let my rumors go and she worked in the store for my daughter. My daughter was manager of a store, and Dale's mother was.
Yeah.
And she'd go to work, she'd go get her hair fixed, and all, and she couldn't look pretty enough. I know she's stepping out on him, but that was none of my business. I never would tell nothing. And I still wouldn't tell nothing to cause trouble between nobody.
Yeah.
And he'd want her to get up and go help him milk. He had all them cows on the farm, and she wouldn't get up. She'd lay there in the bed. Well, I'd go with him to help him. And I said, he just seemed like almost like my own child. And then, but oh, she didn't. She just stepped out on my brother. It was pitiful. And she tried to tell that when my brother died that I got some of his insurance. So when my son died, I hadn't spoken to Bill's wife for a long time because the way she treated my brother, I almost hated her. And when my son died, my daughters hired Dale's mother to come and stay with me for a while because my son died. That was the last one at home and that was hard to give up. And I said, she had told a friend of hers that I got part of Bill's dad's insurance. And I said to her, come sit down, Clarice. I want to have a talk with you. And I don't go around the bush. I just come out and say what I think. And she said, what? And I said, you told that I got part of Bill's insurance. I said, that's a lie, and you know it's a lie. I never got one dime of his insurance. And I said, she said, I didn't say it. I said, yes, you did say it, because the part of that you said it to told me that you told her that I got part of his insurance. And I told Dale what he says. He says, in case she knows that's a lie, she knows me and Pauline, that's his sister, and he said he left his insurance to us, and he took out a policy the day before he was killed. And he was going up to Andy's on a visit, and he was heartbroken. And they were separated then, and Bill and Dale was living with me. So he started back to Kentucky, and he set his old suitcase down on the porch and he began to cry. And he said, sis, if anything happens to me, he told me who the undertaker to call. He said, I've changed my mind. I don't want that undertaker. I want the other one. And I said, well, I said, now you set that suitcase down, you're not going to leave here, because I think he was going to commit suicide.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think he had made it up in his mind that he was just going to the West Middletown and just commit suicide. I said, you're not going to Kentucky. And he cried a while, and I wouldn't let him go. I said, you're going to stay right here, you're not going. But after he kind of got straightened out, he went and talked to Andy. And he told Andy, he said, Andy, I can't go on any longer. He said, I'm at the end of the road. I can't go any longer. And he had it in his mind to kill himself long before this happened. But his partner ran into him with a car and he was killed. And he lay unconscious for I don't know how long before he died. And of course, she was up there running a restaurant and living with some man then. She come down and I wouldn't let her come in the house. And Andy said, Kate, if you let her come in here, he said, I've got a gun and I'll kill her if she enters that door. And I said, no, I don't want you to do that. I'm not going to let her come in. So she said, outside. And Charles' wife said, Kate, I don't think you'd want to feel that way. I said, well, that's the way I feel. She treated my brother like a dog. And I said, and she went up there to the undertakers and went on like, oh, Bill, take me with you, Bill, take me with you. Well, see, her conscience was hurting her, the way she treated him. She knowed she couldn't, he couldn't take her with him. And so I just felt that way about her, but I finally, she was so nice to me when my boy died. And I just didn't think I could make it. And I said, she called me to dinner and I said, I can't make it, Clarice. And she said, Kate, you've got to. So she took hold of me and led me in. And she was so good to me. I did forgive her, but you don't forget. I told her, I said, I can forgive, but I don't forget. And I never will. But for the last 3 or 4 years, she was real nice to me. But I don't forget those things. It's, as I say, it's easier for you to forgive, but not to forget.
Have about all of your brothers and sisters lived around here at one time or another?
Huh?
Have about all of your brothers and sisters lived around here at one time or another?
No, they were scattered all over.
They were?
Yeah, Sawyer lived in Wisconsin. And
whereabouts in Wisconsin? Antigo?
No, they lived in Elton, Wisconsin.
Elton?
That's a little siding. Oh, it's quite a ways from Antigo. I think about 15, 20 miles from Antigo.
How did she happen to move up there?
Well, she come there to live with me. Her husband went away and we're talking about Surrey now?
Yeah.
Oh, it was best. Surrey, well, she was in Wisconsin too. And when my mother died, me and Bess went to Wisconsin to see her. We thought we were in so much trouble, if we'd get away, it would kind of help us. And we got up there to Wisconsin, and she was having it so hard, Sister Surrey was, I couldn't stand it. I said, let's go home. We can't run from trouble anyway. It followed you wherever you go. And we were so torn up over losing our mother, so we went back home. And then after her, she come to visit me, and she had a bunch of children, and I tell you, I had it rough. And Bess is helping where we left her, and they all piled in on me. And I've had a time. I'll give every one of them a home, except Andy and Lucy's, the only two out of my brothers and sisters I have. I said, they no wonder I ain't got nothing. I was eat out of house and home all the time.
Yeah.
But if I do say it, I'm good-hearted. That's the reason I ain't got nothing.
Well, it sounds like you're good-hearted.
Dale says, ain't Kate, you're giving by the shirt over your back. I said, yes. I said, now I had a man in the room and upstairs, and him and his wife were separated, and he fell off of the roof and working and hurt himself, and his own children didn't come and do nothing for him. And I cooked meals and took up there to him. I couldn't have it. I couldn't see the man, and it hurt him so to get up. I don't know how many meals I cooked and took up there. I'd do that for anybody. I said, I ain't got nothing, but I have got a good heart in me. So I guess the reason I got nothing.
Well, that's what counts.
Huh?
That's what counts.
Well, the Salvation Army man that was over the second door, he said, you sure have got a good heart in you. Well, I said, that's all I've got. I got no money, I reckon, the reason I got nothing.
When did Lucy move out to Idaho?
Huh?
When did Lucy move out to Idaho?
Oh, she lived there for years.
She did?
Yeah.
Was it just young when they moved out there? I mean, had she just got married not too long before they moved?
Oh, let's see, where did they live before that? I think they lived in Wisconsin a while, the best I remember, and then they went to Idaho, and they lived there for years.
Hmm.
And this Lena Baker, that I give you her address. Now, she wrote to me one time about the family tree. I think she was trying to find out. But I didn't know nothing to tell her. So, Sister Surrey knows more than all the rest of us put together. So she was the last one at home, and she was younger, and she could remember. So when Bess's daughter was here and got her address, why, I couldn't have, when she wrote me, I wrote back and I said, how in the world did you know so much? How did you ever get all that information? And she said, well, she said, Bess's girl come to see you, and she got my address and she wrote me. So she could give her quite a bit of information. So she could give you more information than all the rest of them put together. Of course, ain't nobody else left. Me and Sorry's the only two left. But I can figure out, to save my life, why we couldn't find our dad's grave.
No, it's there, because I just saw it a month ago.
I just can't understand why we couldn't find it.
Well, it doesn't say James Porter, it says J.M. Porter on it.
Huh?
It says J.M. Porter, the initials J.M. Porter.
Well, I don't remember that part about it, but I know it was always called Jim.
Yeah, well, it doesn't say Jim on the tombstone, it says J.M. Maybe you saw it and you didn't realize that's who that was.
Well, we was told that he was buried back in the church, and we looked around and we asked some people around there, and we asked one of our cousins, but I don't remember now which one it was, we asked. And tried to find out, but we never did find his grave. And Sister Sawyer wanted to find it so bad. Well, I did too, but we never did find it.
Well, it was up there at Old Fairview where the church has fallen in, wasn't it? The church is starting to fall down, or it's...
Well, no, it wasn't. Of course, it was old, but I don't think it was anything like ready to fall down.
Yeah.
Well, it's still there, ain't it?
Well, yeah, but the windows are all knocked out, and they had hay piled in there at one time.
Oh, well.
Well, now, this was the cemetery. You come around a gravel road, and then you turn right there and go up the hill, right?
Yes, I remember that, and I remember the church and everything, but we never did find the grave.
Huh.
And I can understand. And we asked two or three people, and we just couldn't find out nothing.
I'll be darned. Yeah, Helm and your brother Ed's buried right there together. Well, they're both buried there. I don't know if they're side by side or not, but they're both there.
Yeah.
You said you remembered Wint Porter. You remember the name.
Mm-hmm.
Wint Porter? Wint
Porter.
Your cousin? You said you heard that name?
Yeah.
But you don't remember anything about him?
No, nothing.
How about Millard Porter?
Millard?
Yeah.
I remember the name, but I don't remember nothing about him.
Yeah. Let's see. You've never heard your dad or mom mention an Isaac or Elizabeth Hunt that lived down around Bowling Green?
No.
Let's see, Elizabeth was a brother to your dad, or sister to your dad. She married Isaac Hunt, and they lived down there.
I never heard them talk about their sisters or nothing.
Is that right?
I know, I've heard my dad talk about two of his sisters, Sharon, being raised in an orphan's home, and that's all I can remember.
Yeah.
And he said they was brought up right, and they was mannerly and well educated. And when my daughter's husband, he was a Mason, and he never went to none of the lodges or anything, but I heard that he done that so if anything happened to him, my daughter could go there and live.
Yeah.
They never had no children, and although they loved children, but my daughter couldn't have children. Neither one of my daughters had children.
Yeah. Let's see. Have you ever heard of Will Porter?